I'm Arielle.
And I'm Ricky, and together we make the Bravo Critics. This is the place where we discuss pop culture news and all things Bravo.
We'll also have interviews with some really cool people, including some of our favorite Bravo celebrities. So grab a drink and hang with us. Everyone's a critic.
I'm Kelly Kaloran Ben-Simone, and everyone is a critic.
What's up, Bravo critics? Ricky and Arielle here today with a special guest. Some may know her from her time on Real Housewives of New York, but she is so much more than that. We have Kelly Kaloran Ben-Simone. Thank you so much for joining us, and this time officially for our podcast.
Good morning, Ricky and Arielle. Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm actually at Equinox in Brookfield Place right now working out. I just got back from the Hamptons from a showing at 2 o'clock this morning. So my apologies if I'm not sitting down, but you know, I have to get my workout in before my day starts. So appreciate you guys letting me jump up and down.
No, we love it.
We're on Kelly time.
Yes, we're on Kelly time.
Everyone's on Kelly. The world is now on Kelly time. Isn't that so great? This is so nice to be on Kelly time.
It is.
It's like the grump era is over. Good news is here. It's like all good news.
So I love that you're taking us on part of your day. And you know, for those of you that don't know, or if you know, Ricky and I had the honor of chatting with Kelly on 2/22/22 on IG Live.
And I remember that.
Yeah, we like to think that we manifested that. Okay, like it was 2/22/22. But for that moment is a moment that has like really stuck with us, and you know, you were our first ever interview, Kelly. Our first ever interview. So we are so honored to have you back today.
Midwest vibes, got to keep it real.
Yes.
Yeah. and it's like I was telling Arielle, I was like, we are basically at this point the presidents of the Kelly fan club. Because like we talk about you in almost every episode of our podcast.
I love you guys.
Because you know, we're doing this Roni rewatch of all of the seasons of the year. And it's like we had all of your seasons, and we just did season 7, and we got to see a peek of you at Boutique. So
I think it's so interesting, just before you guys started asking questions, just like the feedback that I've been getting lately is like a lot of people are like, I'm watching the show. I had no idea. We're so sorry. We love you. You know, you're so real. What's going on? What happened? And I was like, it's just a different time. You know, it's like you guys have to remember, like when I was on Real Housewives, it was in the Ice Age. It was the advent of reality TV. It's like being on the first television show with television. You know, it was just such a, you know, crazy time with like, you know, no narratives, and you know, it was wild, wild west, and people were trying to make the names for themselves. And I'm just happy to be a part of it. But at the same time, I consistently am the same every day, all day. And I'm not going to change. And I'm going to change for the better. But, you know, I am who I am. And finally, you know, we're in an era after COVID and people being stuck inside. And they're just like, you know what? I work hard. I have my family, my friends. I'm doing me. I'm just going to enjoy my life. And that's always been my mindset. And I have time for complainers. I don't have time for the grumps. It's a narrative that's just not interesting to me. I love possibility. I love making things happen. And I love, you know, helping others. So it's just been a really good time for me, and I'm very proud. So let's get started.
Well, and we love that. And that's one thing that has rung true. You've stayed consistent, and we're seeing that, right? So we're watching 10 years ago, but we're seeing what we're seeing now, and it's still the same O'Kelly, just evolving and growing, but the same
just
Kelly, you know, true to her core, you know. No, you looked amazing. You look amazing. I need to know your secret.
At the gym. Literally at the gym. I mean, actually, literally, not. This isn't a joke. This isn't like, you know, for TV. So
yes, Kelly's taking us on for, you know, a journey of her entire day. So we love it. So, all right, cool.
Although I have to say, I'm a little sad that you're not running with traffic and you're just in the gym, though.
I know. Well, we're going to walk on the streets together. So I'll take you through a little bit of New York in a second. We got time. I'm almost done with my workouts. We're going to go on a little tour together.
Awesome.
Love it.
So, I mean, along the lines of what you're saying, that's one thing that we definitely noticed when we have been rewatching is that you were always very positive. And I feel like what people might have seen as, you know, just you shutting the ladies down, it's like I felt like you didn't really want to get into some of the minutia that they wanted to get into, like all the petty stuff. That doesn't seem like it's you.
I mean, you have to remember, like, I had young kids. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was raising young kids at the same time I was on a television show with women. And it's like, I was just parenting them. I was like, we're going to be on a pause right now. Doesn't mean I hate you. But I'm just going to put you on a pause. And we'll come back to it. And we'll have a real conversation.
Yeah.
But, you know, people don't like to be put on pause. They always want to be the boss. I'm like, I don't want to be the boss. I just want to have communication and get it done.
Yeah.
Love that.
So now we're seeing that. We're seeing, like, that's another thing, too. It's like, I put people on pauses. I was like, shh, quiet, calm down, eyes closed, you know, zip it, like all those things. I was like, bring it down. Come on.
That's one of my favorites when you're like, I want you to zip it.
Well, because it's like, someone's got to tell them. It's like, you're unraveling and you're going to get yourself in trouble. And so now we see that, you know, when you put someone, a friend or a family member or child or whatever, you just put them on a pause for a second. It's giving them boundaries and it's keeping them safe. Some people just can't keep themselves safe. And, you know, I am the mama bear of all mama bears. So yep. I guess I kind of forecasted that.
Sometimes people need a little bit of a timeout.
Yeah. And it's not bad. It doesn't mean you don't like them. It means you just need to take the, like what I call, tell my kids, is you have to take the air out of the balloon. Mm. Here's a big balloon. It's getting bigger and bigger. You got to pop it, bring it back down. And so everyone can like figure out where they're comfortable. And then we can navigate the water safely.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to get into a little bit more of the Roni stuff in a minute, but the last time we talked, you said something that really caught my attention, and it was about being the muse for Britney Spears' perfume, which yes. I was like double fangirling because I was like, okay, two of my favorites on one product. Okay. Tell us a little bit about being a muse and what that process was like.
So, you know, typically what happens in the fragrance world is that, you know, everybody needs a muse, whether that's a fashion designer, whether it's beauty, whatever it is. Everyone needs someone. We'll take you guys over to this squat area because now we just were on the elliptical for 30 minutes. Now we're going to do a couple of squats together. So that's what we're doing today. You guys are getting a double whammy. You're getting a workout and a podcast. Being a muse, it's like you have the ability to talk to people that are creating fragrance, talk to them about what resonates with you, memories, like, you know, when you go through a garden, what are your favorite flowers? Are they gardenia? Is it chrysanthemum? Is it like, you know, what actually resonates with you, whether that's beauty, whether that's a moment, a favorite family time. And that's really what fragrance companies want to hear, is because fragrance does bring you back to so many you know, specific times in your life. And that's why you like to wear the fragrance. And that's sometimes why people love the fragrances, because they're like, oh my God, lilies of the valley. My mother had that in her garden, or my grandmother, whatever it is. Or like horse manure, whatever it is that, you know, resonates with you. And that's how that works. And so they asked me to do some, they asked me to talk to them about just different things that resonated with me and, you know, where I've been and, you know, everything from Rockford, Illinois to Giverny. And that's what I did. It's cool. Very cool.
Did you get to meet Britney in the process?
No. It was very cathartic. It was super cool.
That sounds really cool. I mean, scent
is definitely... I'm going to let you guys talk. I'm going to do my squats, but I'm going to let you guys talk. So just keep going and I'm right here.
Okay.
I was going to say that scent is definitely one of those like really strong like memory joggers. So I can definitely see what you mean on that.
Yeah. It's incredible. It's really, it's fascinating. It's an organic. Well, you also remember like the first scent we ever had were pheromones, right? Your pheromones, my pheromones, like, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily be like a scent that wants you to, you know, fornicate to procreate, but a scent that attracts you to someone else.
Yeah.
Kelly, you're so funny. You crack me up.
And, you know, I feel like maybe, like, on that subject of how funny you are, I feel like maybe I didn't appreciate just how funny you are the very first time I watched the show. But, like, watching it back, you are comedy gold.
For real. I mean, your confessionals are a riot. I catch myself, like, almost, like, hollering, like, oh, my gosh, it's so funny. You're just, and it's what you're saying is true, too. And so it's just like, it's really funny.
I just seem like very real. And I think that a lot of people were trying to create these sound bites and be like, you know, copying Saturday Night Live and copying all these comedians. And I was like, listen, I've been a writer all my life. I know how to resonate with people. And so I just say things that are like fun.
I mean, it's not, you're going to tell your own narrative. You're not going to let other people narrate it for you.
Like, remember when I used to talk about backdoor education? I wasn't talking about the backdoor. I was talking about, like, just, you know, interesting, getting people interested in things or topics like fragrance in a way that's tangible and real. And that's not like this weird, convoluted, you know, narrative that nobody understands. It's like, it's like fragrance resonates. You smell it, you dream, you know. So, you know, it evokes a memory. It's like, that's nothing more than that.
I mean, it's when you said it, I'm like, huh, it seems so simple and it's so true. And everybody smells, right? Everybody's got memories. Yeah. And so that's a really cool process. I'm sure that was really fun to be a part of. And then with Britney, you know, for Britney Spears, that's just like the cherry on top, right?
Right.
So cool. But so we saw.
And it's interesting because she loved carnation. So carnation is a very, very old scent and smell. And that's something that resonated with her. I don't know why, but that's something that she really liked, that I really liked.
I actually saw that carnations are making a comeback right now.
Yeah.
Carnations are like the new it flower.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So Kelly, I saw from IG that you were recent. I mean, you're traveling, right? You're a busy, busy woman, but that you were recently in Ibiza.
I was. And hold on, I'm just going to show you guys.
Yeah.
So I just did 30 reps of 35 squats. So that's what I did for my bum bum and my little ham hocks.
Kelly, you look so hot.
Michael B can make you hot.
You are a hot E, girl. Woohoo!
I don't know about that.
No, you really are.
Sometimes I'm a hot mess, but I don't know.
No, and the thing I love is that you're beautiful on the inside and the outside. So that makes it even more, you know? Because you can be a gorgeous stunner on the outside, but if you're not nice to people and you're mean, then it's just, you know, it's no good. And you are just an angel. We love you.
Okay, now we're going to do 50 sit-ups while you guys talk.
Okay.
And then we're going to go outside.
Okay.
You guys ever had a podcast like this before? No. Have you ever?
Can't say we have, like but I love that you're the person that's giving it to us.
It's so amazing. This is. I feel like we're getting more than we even bargained for. This is like extra. We're getting bonus. Okay, so I want to ask you a little bit about your podcast. Shifting gears a little bit. So your podcast, Hey Guys, Hey, we really enjoy it. And we've been listening, you know, from the inception, but there was one episode I really enjoyed. And it was an episode that you recorded with Melissa Rivers. And I thought that mm-hmm. was such a cool connection. And I absolutely loved her mom, the late and great Joan Rivers. I mean, she was an icon. She was the woman who started, you know, Who Are You Wearing? Right. And I think you would be great on the red carpet. Would you ever consider like being a red carpet news correspondent? Like if E! News came to you or if they approached you, come help us. Cause you know, Juliana Rancic and Ryan Seacrest, they bowed out. There's a space.
Yeah. I would love to do that. And it's just so fun too, because I mean, obviously like, you know, I know a lot of the celebrities, I love what they're wearing. I love what they're doing. I mean, I'm actually interested in, you know, I wrote the book American Style for Anna Wintour about who were the designers and who wore them and how they became significant. So that's just really like, you know, and then I wear obviously a lot of fashion and I would love to do that. You're so cute. That's so sweet of you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's okay. Wait, I have a question.
Listen to you.
A little birdie.
Isn't Melissa Rivers, but isn't she amazing, Melissa Rivers? Isn't she just like...
Yeah.
Isn't she incredible?
She's so cool. And her son, Cooper, I mean, he's like, we got to see him grow up and he was such a sweet boy and he had a really good relationship with his, you know, grandmother and his mom.
So
and,
cute.
And she's freaking funny. That woman is funny. Yeah.
Okay, you guys, now I'm going to turn around. I'm going to show you. This is Equinox in Brookville Place. Ooh. See where you guys are. Look at that staircase. Look how gorgeous that is.
That's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Okay. And then I'm taking you guys right here. I'm up for 9/11. Pretty, right?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I cannot wait because I'm actually coming to New York in October for Bravo.
Bye, guys. Con, so. Have a good Saturday.
I'm ready to get back to New York City. You know, I had a trip planned before COVID, and then COVID happened, and I'm really looking forward to it. Do you feel like the city's made its comeback?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm going to show you Brookfield Place. Wait till you guys see that. You guys got, hold on. You just got a workout from me, and now I'm taking you on a tour. Look at, there's palm trees here. Hold on. Look at that. Hello. Hello, Brookfield Place.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
How cool is that?
Yeah, beautiful.
Little atrium. I love that.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. We're getting a tour. Tour time with Kelly.
Now we're going to, because I'm getting lunch, because I obviously eat lots of food. Now I'm going to take you guys to Hudson Eats, and we're going to go see what goes on over there.
Love it. What's on the agenda for your day, Kelly?
Today is my vacation. I got home back from the Hamptons last night at 2 a.m. So I was there 2 days ago. I had this monster property called Cadaqua, which I named. You guys saw me that blue dress. And that is a $29.5 million property in Mecox Bay. So it's not, it's on the water. It's not on the ocean, which is actually good news because we've had a lot of sharks. And, you know, listen, I love the Hamptons. I wrote two iterations about the Hamptons. But at the end of the day, you know, we have to remember that you know, hurricanes and water does not discriminate. We've seen inlets being made from the hurricanes. And so I always encourage my clients to buy on the bay. I mean, if they want an oceanfront property, I'm not going to stop them. But, you know, you just can never, there's only one area in the Hamptons. That was actually where I used to live on Further Lane. And the reason that it's the safest area to build a house is because it has double dunes. And so that means the water gets stopped by the second dune, so it doesn't ruin the home. So that's why you have those big monster properties of like 50 acres and everything, because it's just, you know, it can really stop the water. Whereas like in Southampton and Meadowline, those houses get destroyed all the time. So.
Speaking of selling the Hamptons.
You guys are getting insight. You guys are getting real estate.
We're going to get it all.
Yeah.
So speaking of selling the Hamptons, I did see you pop up on that show, which was so fun. That show was great.
It was super fun. It was super
did you realize when you were showing that house that it was going to cause so much drama behind the scenes?
Well, because the funny thing is that people didn't know that I was in real estate. I'm like, no. Not only am I in real estate, I have a team of 12. And I work in New York, the Hamptons, Aspen, London, Paris, Ibiza, Palm Beach, Miami. You know, I work all over the world. And so I think too, is because I don't like smash people in the face with real estate. I'm not doing cartwheels. You know, I show you the things that I love, the places that I love. But you know, my job, I mean, I did the number one deal in 2021, 150 Charles for $42 million. So I don't need to like splatter everything all over the place. Yay! You know, people that are looking for the best of the best, they come to me for it.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I also appreciate about you is like, you know, like you're sort of a historian. So like, I love when you like kind of like tell stories, like you like, it seems like you love to research everything before you sort of get involved in it.
Of course I do. It's also too, like a lot of these homes that I'm selling, like 113 Parsonage, one of my really good friends owns it. It's on, you know, 1.6 acres in Sagaponack, probably one of the most amazing areas in the Hamptons as well, because it was built on a potato field. And why do we love potato fields? Because the flowers grow and the trees grow. So you can have literally any single set kind of specimen that you want. It will really, really grow well there. And then we also have, speaking of your historian nod, it's called the area, that land, it's the soil, it's called loam, L-O-A-M, which means it's a perfect combination of sand and dirt. And so again, that's why the potatoes grew there so well. And that's why the specimens like maintain their beauty. The flowers are phenomenal over there. So it's a twofer. So you get these great, great, huge properties, and then you have the most amazing gardens. So it's just really, really beautiful. You guys are really pumping me up here. You guys are making me feel gorgeous right now.
Oh my gosh.
That's what we're here for.
We told you, we're like, you know, the presidents of Kelly's fan club unofficially, you know, and it's so funny because we don't even realize it. Every episode, like you come up organically in some way, shape or form. And then we go to edit the episode and we're like, oh, here we go with Kelly again. We love it. It's
love
awesome.
That. I love that.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, another new thing that's happening for me, is that you guys know it's my fifth season with Paula Georges. I make these amazing shearling jackets. And so you guys are going to see behind the scenes of that photo shoot in the next couple of weeks. And you know what I try to do with everything, you know, whether it's real estate, whether it's, you know, TV, whether it's where I'm eating, where I'm living, where I'm shopping, I try to give you guys the inside peek on my Instagram of like what I'm actually doing and how I'm doing it. You know, listen, you know, I'm a hedonist. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I love beautiful things. I love beautiful people. I love to celebrate beautiful people that are doing amazing things. And beautiful, as I wrote in the bikini book and in American Style, it's not what people think. It's not blue eyes and blonde hair. It's that unconventional beauty. It's that game changer, that pioneer that's making, that's doing really incredible things. That's what I love. And that's what I've done all my life is celebrate those people. And so that's what I'm constantly doing behind the scenes. When you guys are watching the Instagram, I'm showing you, you know, what, you know, people might not have access to. And I want you guys to see it.
I have a question for you. If you could give one piece of advice to an entrepreneur or somebody embarking on something new, because you keep recreating yourself, right? If there's, you just keep adding to, not, I wouldn't even say recreating, you just keep adding to the resume of, you know, the things, because there's no limit to what Kelly can do, right? So you started, you know, you did Elle Accessories, you're an author, you love photography, I mean, there's a million things, right? So now you're working with Anvil, all these things. What piece of advice, if you could give one piece of advice to an entrepreneur, what would it be?
Stay true to yourself. You know, don't try to like market a name. Stay true to yourself and be authentic to that brand, because that authenticity resonates. You know, people want to see people. It's like we're done with like, you know, one of the reasons that, you know, everyone, you know, we talk about Kylie and everyone's like, oh, Kylie. You know, one reason why she really resonated with people is because she was the one that used Snapchat to her advantage. She, after filming, she was laying down with her fan base every night talking about herself, the things that she wanted to do, the things that she wanted to be. And, you know, that's one reason why she's so incredibly successful. Obviously, she's really beautiful. You know, obviously her mom, you know, steers her in the right direction because she's an amazing woman and human and mother. But, you know, Kylie stayed true to herself, you know, and I think that a lot of these young girls really, you know, like that because, you know, she hasn't had that the easiest going through, you know, the television world. And, you know, so those kind of brands are brands that I really, really appreciate. And, you know, and then just the organic brands that I've seen, you know, since day one at Elle Accessories. I'll never forget the people are like, oh, I made these shoes. I'm like, those are copies. Like, come on. Like, I'm not promoting your copies. But when people are like, I've been doing this all my life. This is something that I've wanted to show you. I'm so proud of it. You know, you can really like smell the authenticity going back to our fragrance nod. You know, you can really, and that's cool. That's really, really, really cool.
Yeah.
So just be true to yourself.
Be true to yourself. There you go. From Kelly's mouth, people. I mean, and that really is so simple, but so hard sometimes for some people when they get lost in the facade. And so, you know, I think that it's stay true to yourself, be authentic.
I think that's one thing too that's really great about social media is because some people resonate because they're having a good time, or, you know, singing to their ostrich or whatever they're doing. And then there's other people that are just really real. And they're just like, these are the things that I'm going through. These are the things that I'm dealing with. These are the things I'm good at. And I think that's great. I love it. I mean, my kids are always like, this person's so great, Mom. Look at this. Check this out. You know, it's like, look at Tinks. I mean, she was an editor at LA Confidential. You know, she understands the business. She understands how to promote and how to sell. But she sits there and she talks about things that resonate with her. And so we are more interested in what she's doing, where she's going, and how she's living. Because she speaks to us.
She speaks to us and not at us, no. Right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to ask you. So fashion is obviously a huge part of your life. And Fashion Week was like a huge part of Roni. And I feel like we always started with Fashion Week every season, especially in the early years. Is that how you were initially introduced to the Housewife franchise? Or like, what was the casting process for that?
No, I was, I was auditioned many times for other shows, and they brought me on, you guys know the story. So I was supposed to be on a show with Tim Gunn, and then the executive producer who had already filmed, the first Real Housewives, he's like, we need to, you know, authenticate this brand. Will you come on? And I was like, sure. And, he said, Luann's going to be on it. And I had met her a couple of times in the Hamptons. And so you guys know the story. I got off my horse. It was raining. I threw my dress on just like today, A guy would probably just like throw a dress on, film, and be like, "Hi guys," and then go back home and shower and do what I'm doing.
Generally speaking, how do you look back at your time on reality TV? Are there any moments that you regret? Is there anything that you love?
No, I've told you guys. I've told you guys a million times. You know, the only thing, I don't regret anything that I did. I just regret not being able to have like my own narrative. You know, I regret being like, you know, I was basically like, you know, I was like the, you know, the topping on the cake. Everyone else was like telling their stories, whatever stories those were. And I just had to come in and like be dressed with my hair done. And people were like, "Oh, she's terrible." It's like, I never got to really explore who I was or what was important to me. But that wasn't my role. I mean, everyone has their role. I think the final season, the last season was really fun with Luann, just because, you know, she's a very mindful, solid human. I mean, she's been through a lot in her personal narrative, but at the end of the day, she is, if you call her at 2 o'clock in the morning, or however, whatever, she's drunk or not drunk or whatever she's doing, she will be there for you. And I think that's something that's really, that's why we get along really well. And we had so much fun together. I mean, just so much fun. Like, I can't even tell you.
I do feel like we sort of have a little bit of a transition. Yeah, I love Jill.
And also Jill's there too. I just saw her the other day. She's just like, you know, she's just the salt of the earth. She's a mama bear. She protects everyone. She wants to make sure that everyone is happy, healthy, safe, has a nice boyfriend, has a private plane.
Yeah. Speaking of Jill, she's
another amazing human. There are a lot of great people. I mean, there were a lot of great women.
These like live watch parties for that Ultimate Girls Trip show that she's on. And so I've been talking to her and she's going to try to do Morocco next. And she's like, I told her I was talking to you, and I was like, "You've got to get Kelly with you."
Oh my God. If I'm on that live, I have this new bikini that I'm going to wear for you guys. It's white with like lace. I'm definitely wearing that on the live.
Yes. Cause we know Kelly loves anytime she can wear a bikini, right? Like that's why she was living for Miami.
I know. It's so funny. They're like, "Would you ever go on any of Ultimate Girls Trips?" I'm like, "Yeah, as long as it's someplace warm. Like, why am I going? You know, I mean, I love my outerwear. Yeah, I'd love to wear that. But if you want my, you know, my uniform is a bikini."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we did see like a little bit of an evolution in like the way that the women interacted with you. Cause like during season two, I kind of felt like they weren't always giving you like a fair chance to like just be Kelly. Like I kind of always got like this idea that they're maybe being a little dismissive on that first season. Did you ever kind of feel that way?
Well, they don't want to. They were like, this is Kelly Benson. I'm like, first of all, it's not my name. They didn't know who I was. They didn't know anything about me. They're from the Upper East Side. They live in this small bubble of like, you know, how many Cartier bracelets do you wear? You know, I have worked all my life. I come from Rockford, Illinois. I mean, I've gotten so many different degrees, you know, not because I'm can't wait to go to college. It's because, you know, I come from a family where education is paramount. And I knew that, you know, I had young kids and I had to provide for them. And so, you know, I just come from a totally different mindset. And that is like, I'm a provider. I'm a mother. I'm a nurturer and I'm a provider, which is not a lot of, you know, roles that a lot of women have. And so they didn't like that. They didn't like that I was, you know, grounded with providing for my kids. But then I was also, when I'm having a good time, Like I don't wear my, you know, how I rear my children on my sleeve.
Yeah.
And I definitely don't talk about my exes or my boyfriends or my husband or anybody. I mean, that is like off limits. You start talking about an ex, it just shows how insecure you are. That's a no-no. That's an end to the oath.
I gotta love it. And you know, one thing that did always come across though was how dedicated you were to your girls. And while and you never, when you were there with the cast, you never seemed like you didn't want to be there. You just made it be known that your children were your priority. And you know, you got a lot of stuff going on. And if my kids need me, they always come first. But you were always so pleasant with all of those ladies. I felt like nothing but kind.
Remember what we talked about before about the pause? It's just like, this was like 2 or 3 hours, like right now. It's like, I'm having like, you know, 45 minute conversation with you. I'm loving this talking with you guys. You guys are so nice. And, you know, I loved filming. So much fun. I got to wear like orange short shorts and like run around, like, you know, be a supermodel. And then, you know, they would just be like, George, George. And I was like, oh my God.
I know. I like they were always like, ready to like judge like, something.
There is more to me than just short shorts.
Just short. You're like, yeah. You should see my string bikini. Then we'll talk. Okay, so I have a question. Did you know Tinsley? Like, so by the time Tinsley came into Roni, you had already left the show. So what is your connection with Tinsley and the Mortimer family?
Tinsley, she was a publicist. She worked for this PR firm that I worked with called Harrison Schiffman. And she was a publicist. And she did like, she worked with them. Like she was like a junior publicist for Juicy Couture or something when I was at Elle. And she's super nice and super sweet. And she's just, you know, she's always in a good mood. And like I used to have to go to my ex-husband, you know, was invited to a lot of these big events. And because he was traveling, he used to make me go. And so, you know, she and I would hang out all the time. And her husband's really nice. And I dated one of her husband's friends. And they're just good people.
That's awesome. And so we saw that she was supposed to be on the most recent Ultimate Girls Trip cast. And she didn't go for whatever reason. So wouldn't it be cool if they put you and Tinsley on the next Ultimate Girls Trip cast together?
She's just like great. She's like fun.
Yeah.
She's really fun.
Yeah, I know that a lot of people want to see you guys on Legacy together. I mean, you're definitely trending again. Does that feel so surprising that like your name is coming up so much in all these conversations?
I think too, the reason why it is coming up is because people are seeing like, you know, just through my real estate and like just like all the press that I'm getting through from all the real estate that I've been doing. I think people are like, whoa, she's front of mind. Whereas like, you know, maybe some of the other housewives, you know, they're whatever they're doing isn't garnering enough press. It's not that they're doing great things. It's just the work that I'm doing is just like the actual work is sensationalistic and people love it. And so we're just, you know, throwing it out there.
And so your marketing on your Instagram is fantastic. I will tell you how you keep, like, you give everybody a glimpse into what you're doing and you keep them on the journey, on the ride with you. So it's, I really like how you're running your marketing on your Instagram, your branding.
Well, we try to keep it real, but not, you know, it's like, first of all, like my hard wall, it's like a magazine. So I want you to like look at the hard wall and be like, wow, that's a really pretty hard wall or grid. And then the story is like an ongoing, you know, somewhat sneak peek into like what I'm doing. It's not like I'm like, hi, I'm drinking water. I hope you guys have a great day. I try to walk with people every day and like just be like, hey, here's a couple of things I'm thinking about. I'm just thinking about you guys. You know, I actually am genuinely thinking about people. It's not like I'm just doing this because, you know, I think it's good for my brand. I actually want to check in and just be like, you know, thank you for, you know, watching me and listening to me and seeing what I'm doing. And I just want to let you know that I'm thinking of you too.
Well, it resonates and it comes across that way. So,
yeah. Love that. So in a recent interview that you did with Betches, you talked a little bit about the girls' trip from season 3. And one thing that I really loved is that you talked about how it was more of a breakthrough than a breakdown.
Yeah.
Anything that you want to elaborate on that? Or like, is there anything about that whole situation that you'd like to just set the record straight on?
I mean, I think we've talked about it a lot. I think one thing that, you know, at the time, you know, people were like, all like, ooh, this is going to be so great. And I just was like, you know, I told everybody, you know, everyone knows the story that, you know, even Bravo didn't even know what I was doing. I went right to New York Magazine. A friend of mine was a writer that I knew from my, you know, from my writing career. And I just was like, let's do this because we have to be super, 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 I'm smart enough to know when things are getting real. You know, we talked about body shaming with the bikini book. We're talking about Scary Island. Like I knew that, you know, this whole, like, you know, being under a microscope and watching these women, men, whoever I was on these television shows, like how that can really affect not only the characters that are on the shows, but also people that are watching. And so I was like, we got to figure this out. And so she was like, what do you want to say? And I was like, well, it's not a breakdown because I'm, you know, the next day morning I rode my horse. So, I mean, obviously we didn't have a breakdown. But we need to talk about this in a way that pokes fun at it, but also like takes the air out of that bubble so that people that are having, you know, issues with, you know, their electrical system, you know, called their body and their mind, like they aren't, that's not, you know, we're not making fun of that. So that's why I called it a breakthrough.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I feel like some of that stuff that we saw just in general, like season three, I feel like there was like a lot of like gaslighting with like, you know, I hate when people like throw out words like calling people crazy and stuff. And it's like,
I mean, that's just poor manners. I mean, that's just like, that's just like poorly raised. It's like, you don't call, you don't, you know, first of all, that is just something, the word crazy, like we've said it so much that people don't really understand like how strong of a word that actually is. And it's just poor manners. It's like, it's like, what, you don't have a better word than crazy? Like,
and you know, what,
like go to just Google it, figure out another word, like that you don't, you know, but like crazy is something that's like, you know, nodding at things that are unhealthy.
It's a big word. And I will tell you that a lot of the things that were said back then would not fly now. I mean, in 2022, it just would not be appropriate.
And I think that's one reason why, you know, you were talking about like just how like now people are like, whoa, Kelly Bensimo is because people are like, wait a minute. Wait, this was filmed when? They're like, when was this? I was like, 2008. It was like the Ice Age. Like, everyone laughs at me. People are like, I was on television. I was like, yeah, in the Ice Age when like there was like, you know, there was only one television in the bedroom. You know, we don't even know what TV is now. But that is, you know, just, you know, name calling in general is just so hideous. But I mean, I think that, you know, calling people crazy and saying things like that, it shows how poorly raised you are. It's like not.
Yeah. It's gross.
Sit down with somebody. You want to make an impact? Sit down with someone. Listen, give me a list of five things you don't like about me. Let's meet tomorrow at 1 o'clock and let's talk about it. Let's acknowledge the problem. Let's acknowledge the solution and show the fan base how to be solution based. Not show the fan base how to be, you know, like just downright like. I mean, some people have their lives have been really really affected by the show, and like, you know, how did people sleep at night?
Yeah.
By hurting people and families and friends and relationships. Like I sleep like a baby. You know, my career keeps moving and moving because people trust me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, that's just, you have to be so careful. And you have a responsibility. You know, it's like, you know, actors always say it. They're like, we have a responsibility. Yes. Like actors, reality stars, we have a serious responsibility.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, one of your more iconic lines is the, you know, you're up here, or I'm up here, you're down here. And, like, I feel like watching that back, you know, I completely got a whole different sense from that. And, like, I got it more as, like, I'm going to take the high road. You can continue playing down in the mud.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm a parent. If you want to sit over here in the sandbox and, like, you know, kick and scream, go ahead. But I'm going to be over here, and you can enjoy yourself. And I'll see you later. I've got to go on a date with Max.
Yeah, I will go behave civilized with a very cute guy while you sit over
hot.
Here. And
yeah, he wasn't super cute. Hot. He was a smoke show.
You're right. He was hot.
He's a smoke show.
Like, double
T. So I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to go, like, hang out with him, and you can, you know, enjoy yourself.
Yeah. I love it. And can I also say...
I never got the impression, and you know, like, you know, everyone's like, she thought she was better than everyone. It's like watching back, hardly. I never got that impression from you.
Never. Never have I once said that. Think that. I'm always like, how can I help you? How can I help you? I mean, you can ask any single person that's ever worked for me. It's like my constant narrative since, you know, my first job. What can I do? What can I do? How can I help you? How can I help you?
Yeah,
I mean, that's why people trust me, is because I've done so many things to help them, and that's helped me.
Well, that's a real leader too. You know, you've got to be able to push up your sleeves and be able to. I mean, you have to be able to rub elbow to elbow with your team, and get down in the mud. You know, and that's a good leader. That's set by example,
I
mean, right there.
I really appreciate it. Even my real estate team. You know, we're 12. I literally brought in the last 4 weeks $260 million worth of real estate by myself. That's not even concluding my team. And, you know, I mean, I clean toilets. I've, you know, pulled out black hairs out of a sink. I, you know, pick up panties and put them in a bag. You know, I don't care what it takes to get the job done. I just want to get the job done well. And I want my clients to understand that it's like, I know what it takes to make things happen. Yeah. So if I have to pull black hairs out of a sink, it'll be
Well, so we're manifesting that maybe you're going to come back to reality TV, and then maybe we could see some of that, you and your team.
Well, I have the best team. I have the best. I mean, I think what's one thing, too, that's interesting about, like, my actual real estate team is they are just so unique. Everybody comes from such a strong background. And, you know, all my clients are like, wow, like, I want to hang out with your team. And also, like, one of my clients is like, I love your team culture. And that is like the biggest compliment. I mean, you can make money all day long, and that's great. But for him to say, like, I love your team culture, like, that really meant a lot to me. And I, you know, I have a lot of guys on my team. I have a lot of different, you know, all different ages, you know, some with children, some single. Like, there's a lot of different, you know, we have a lot of different people. And it's just, you know, one girl that works with me, Jenny, she just was like, I sought you out. I could not wait to work for you. I'm like, what? Like, come on. That's like such a compliment.
That's awesome.
That's super awesome. I would totally want to be on Team KKB.
Team KKB. You are on TV. We are.
You guys, listen, I've got to go. Yes. I've got to go eat. I've got to go take some time for myself today. But you know what I want you guys to do? I want you guys to know that you're amazing. And I really appreciate every single time that you guys asked me to be on your podcast. And I'm really excited for everything that you guys are doing. I hope you had fun on my little tour today. It was organic. I wasn't expecting it. But I'm glad it worked out.
We Great. Did, Kelly. We well, thank you.
Before
thank
you leave, you so make much. Sure you tell everyone where they can find you on social media. I mean, I'm sure they can find you, but just in case.
So you guys can find me on Instagram, Kelly Ben Simone, on Facebook and LinkedIn, Kelly Caloran Ben Simone, my website, KellyCaloranBenSimone.com. Obviously, Elliman, Kelly Caloran Ben Simone. And I hope you guys have the best Saturday ever.
What a great episode that was. We want to thank Kelly Caloran Ben Simone again for joining us on her day off. We got to spend a little bit of time in the life of Kelly. We got to work out with her. And every interaction we have with this woman is an absolute delight. As a reminder, you can follow us on Instagram at Bravo Critics, me, Arielle, at Bravo NT, and Ricky at That Bravo Gay. Also, make sure that you guys are subscribing, liking, and commenting because it really, really helps. And we love you guys. So thanks for being here with another episode.
And until next time, guys, cheers.
Everyone's a critic.